Radio St. Pete. I'm Annette Weiser, and I'm here with another incredible musician in town, someone that we love very much, Brian Hughes. Brian Hughes and the crew are going to be doing the Great American Songbook. Welcome, Brian.
Hey, thanks, Annette. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I know that you have had quite a bit of damage at your home, and even your beloved Fender has been damaged. What can the community do for you and James Suggs, who also have had a little bit of setback here?
Well, you know, what would be great is just coming out and seeing musicians. You know, we've got shows lined up over the next 2 months. November 1st is our big show at the Side Door Palladium. It's going to be the Great American Songbook. That always makes us feel so nice and supported. And James, the same thing. If people are looking to help out, you know, individuals, you know, reach out to them on Facebook, send them a voice message or whatever, and they will tell you exactly, you know, what will be helpful. But all those little reach outs are very, very helpful in the community.
That's right. And, you know, there are a lot of hurricane relief events going on, so let's support that. But let's just get right down to the crew and the Great American Songbook. I mean, first of all, the crew features James Suggs, trumpet, Alejandro Arenas, bass, Gene Baldick, drums, and John C. O'Leary on piano. Tell us about Bennett and Basie, Sinatra and Dorsey. What's going on that night?
So we are diving all the way through the Great American Songbook. We're going back from 1906 all the way up into the 70s and just picking and playing all of our favorite songs. We're actually going to do a request song that night. And whoever says, you know, a song that we haven't played in a long time, we're going to just play it that night as one of our songs in the set list. But yeah, we go from Sinatra to Tony Bennett. It's going to be just an amazing night of music, and with the five guys that are on stage, we all care about each other so much, and we have such a great time on stage. It'll be a show that you don't want to miss. It'll be a lot of fun.
You're even going to be in costume, because I'm telling you, you guys really get into this. You would think that you had dialed back the dial a few years. I mean, you are just so sassy looking.
But we like to present, you know, we like to feel good, look good, and it makes us feel you know, that much more festive if we, you know, put on a suit and tie and nice shoes and, you know, look good. And it's part of the whole thing. We makes us, I think, even perform and play better. And it's just a lot of fun. We have a great time.
Well, and the crew had an album out this week. Will you be selling the CDs at this event?
Yes, we sure will. We have our self-titled CD called The Crew, and it's actually being spun on all the jazz stations throughout the United States and a little bit overseas. But yeah, we're currently on a campaign of radio and marketing, and Duke's Place and Centerpiece are basically out there on the charts right now. And we plan to play at least those couple of songs during that night.
Fabulous. Of course, RadioSaintPete.com, our music director, Jay Kolb, spins those tunes quite a bit. So we're thrilled about that. Let's get to your little home away from home, the Floridian Social. Tell us what's going on.
So they actually had to close down for the big storms, and they're back up and running. And the crew plays there every Sunday, 6 to 9. We do two sets, two shows. It's just a ball to come in. The dancers from Tampa and Sarasota come in and fill up the dance floor. So it's a spectacle to see and hear. That club is very, very intimate. At the same time, it has this huge dance floor for all the dancers that are out there. And then we wind through a myriad of songs from, you know, swing and pop and funk and R&B, and we have a ball just playing songs.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I love going down there. You know, it was so funny because I couldn't believe James was at the Studio Public House, right?
He was. That's one of his steady gigs that is just coming back on Sundays. It's from 30 to 5:30 generally is the time. They actually opened it up a little bit early last week, but that'll be happening right off of Central Avenue and 29th Street, the Studio Public House. And James and Mark Moltrip are usually there every Sunday. Great food, great drinks, great atmosphere. It's outside. It's a beautiful place to see jazz and hear jazz. Fun.
No, I'm going to grab Fiona French, and we're gonna do a Sunday walkabout. We're going to start with the 3:30 and end up with you guys, because I mean, who could have more fun? Let the boys watch football. We're going swing dancing.
Come on, come on, come on out and listen to live music. Listen to your local musicians. They're out there, they're doing their thing. So come on out and support live local musicians.
Brian, tell us a little bit about what you're working on. I know you're working on, personally a lot of stuff, but professionally, I know you always have something cooking. What's cooking with you?
We are working on the crew actual show to go on the road next year. And
Get out. Really?
we want to take our show, our shtick, our music, and get out there and perform in different places, different states. We want to travel. We want to show and share with other people what we do on stage. That's our goal. We're looking at refining our show and presenting it to just more people.
I hope you'll head out to my hometown of San Diego, introduce you to Holly Hoffman and Mike Walford, and let's see what they can do getting you a gig there.
That's a date and a deal.
You betcha. You know what? I'll tell you what. Whenever I come to see you, I always feel like I'm back in San Diego in the days of Dexter Gordon and Joe Murillo and all those guys.
Wow.
And you are the crew is more than just a St. Pete phenom. I mean, you lived in New York, you worked in New York. I mean, you really have deep chops. Tell us a little bit for the people who haven't listened to the previous interviews, a little bit about your journey with jazz.
Well, yeah, mine's, deep and long, and living up in New York back in the 90s, I had a ball and mostly doing smooth jazz back then. But falling into the American songbook over the last 15 years, I felt like that whole genre was being lost, and it was kind of sad to see. So I just wanted to start presenting it and doing it, and I really loved that music. So really started diving into it here with these great local musicians. And when you look into the band, the crew, I mean, this is Jean Baldup. He's born in Canada and is this amazing session drummer, lived in Miami, had, been all over the world, toured with a lot of different bands. John O'Leary, a piano player, is from Mexico originally, and he has this amazing feel and intonation on the piano that it's just hard to replicate. There's only one John O'Leary, and he makes that piano sound amazing. And then Alejandro Arenas is from Colombia originally, and his roots are extremely deep with music, arranging, producing, engineering, and he really kind of ties us all together and makes us sound really, really good. And then you've got James Suggs, trumpet player, lived in Argentina and so well traveled throughout the world, toured with Los Pericos, and he's just an amazing front man and so much fun. James is so much fun to play with because we tell bad jokes together.
Oh yeah, I've been backstage with you guys, and it's just a wonderful time. So let's talk about what I'm excited. First of all, very sad about the Clearwater Jazz Holiday, and that's a sad thing. But thank God the Suncoast Jazz Festival is going on November 20th through 22nd. Radio St. Pete is a partner. And
Yeah.
tell us a little bit about what you're doing up there.
So we are kind of rounding out the jazz festival. We're going to be doing a little more wide variety of music, and we'll be playing some R&B, some pop, some alternative, but all that is rooted in our jazz roots. And it's going to be us five on stage doing a little bit of new material for that festival. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but it's going to be a whole lot of fun to come on out and see us there at the Suncoast.
Well, that's going to be meowvelous, isn't it?
Yes, it will be.
I'll tell you something. Joan Dragon and crew have done such this has grown and grown. We've just interviewed Diego Figueiredo. We've got some. You're part of the interviews for the Suncoast Jazz Festival, and we're looking forward to talking to a couple other people. Adrian Cunningham, right?
Yes, yes.
Right. So, I mean, this is, and Ken Paprowski. I mean, the level of people playing, all of you who are local but famous, all the famous who make this local. Does some of it have to do with the fact that the recording studio up in Clearwater, a lot of people call that home away from home, and people like Ken Poplowski and Diego actually record there?
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of different places that people will record here in Clearwater, but even Nate Najjar, he has his own little studio that people will run into and record, and there's some great, that's Clear Tracks, I believe, is the one you're talking about in Clearwater.
Right, right. Or is it Anchor? I think is it Anchor?
Well, there's several. So, and then there's also Creative World. There's also a couple of other different studios that people get amazing sounds from. And there's an amazing group of engineers here in Clearwater and Tampa that have always helped with musicians and really helping them get what they want to get out of a studio. So it's a big community-supported music scene here.
Well, absolutely. So, folks, I've been talking with Brian J. Hughes and part of the crew that they're going to be doing the Great American Songbook. We talked to Paul Wilborn yesterday, the head of the Palladium. Palladium box office will be open again on October 22nd. It's kind of almost going to be the first big concert that the Palladium will host after being closed during the storm. So, you know, join Brian and the crew. I love the Great American Songbook. I can't wait for a little Basie and a little Sinatra. Brian, shout out to the community of musicians and listeners on Radio St. Pete. What would you like to leave us with?
Well, come on out and support your live local musicians that are here in St. Pete, Tampa, Clearwater, Sarasota. We have a lot of fun on stage, and it'll be a big, big community effort to support all these musicians that were hit in the storm, and you know, it'll be a whole lot of fun and just a great night, a great time.
Well, Brian, thank you so much. And folks, listen to our previous interviews with Brian. Be sure to get your tickets for the Suncoast Jazz Festival. Brian, we'll see you at the Floridian Social.
Okay, thanks so much, Nanette. I hope to see you soon.
All right, let the music go on.
See you later.